Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Fun Dad. Dave was not feeling well. "Hachoo," he sneezed as he drove Theodore to his play rehearsal. "Mr. Humble, so kind of you to stop by," said a girl practicing her line. "Well, thank you, dear, I hope." Theo paused. "Dave, you're supposed to cue me," he continued. But Dave was fast asleep. The doctor told Dave to stay in bed. "Don't worry," Alvin whispered as Dave fell asleep. "I'll take over dad duty." "Well, boys," Alvin said, "looks like I'm your new dad." "I'm not letting you parent us," Simon insisted. "It is really hard. You'll be terrible at it." I'll be a great dad." "Let's bet," Alvin argued. "Okay. If you're not a good parent," said Simon, "we take a meditation class." "Fine. But if I am a good parent," Alvin said, "you take a karate class with me." The next morning, Theodore and Simon were hungry. "What's for breakfast, Dad?" Simon asked sarcastically. "I'm glad you asked," Alvin answered. "It's a balanced meal of pie and popcorn." Simon shook his head, but Theo loved it. After breakfast, Alvin took the boys to school. "This is humiliating," Simon cried. Later that night, Alvin made dinner, and it was a little burnt. Then he tried to clean up. He overloaded the garbage disposal, and Theo asked for help rehearsing his play lines. Alvin made paint balloons instead. "What kind of dad are you?" said Simon. "I'm the fun dad," Alvin said, tossing a balloon at him. "Alvin, I need a costume for my play," Theo said. "Wouldn't you rather play than be in a play?" Alvin asked. "Not really," Theo answered. "You should quit," Alvin said. "You took him out of the play?" Simon said angrily. "A good parent isn't selfish. You lost our bet." "You're not the judge," Alvin said. Simon sat in meditation pose and said, "Okay, let's get a group together to judge. You choose three and I'll choose three." The Chipettes and three bullies from school came over. "Member of the board," Simon called. "After hearing all the evidence, please raise your hand if you think Alvin is a good parent." And no one moved. "What?" shouted Alvin. "I handpicked you guys." "Well, you're a terrible parent," said Derek, the bully. "Simon, please give me another chance," Alvin begged. "I don't want to lose the bet, but I want to prove I can do this." Simon gave him a second chance. That day, Alvin went food shopping and made a great dinner. Then he got Theodore back into the play and started making his costume. Soon, Dave was feeling well again. He walked into the living room and was in shock. "What happened here?" "Oh, Dave," Alvin cried. "I thought I could do it, but parenting is hard, and I don't want to do it anymore." "Don't worry," Dave said. I'll help. Together they cleaned and scrubbed and straightened up the house. When Simon and Theodore got home, Alvin lay exhausted on the floor. You did it, said Simon. You win. Well, thank you, Simon. I accept your defeat, Alvin replied. Dave entered the room. Good news, I fixed the leak. I guess I did have help, Alvin said. Dave, Alvin is going to need a yoga mat, Simon said. The next day, Simon was meditating in yoga class. He chanted. Alvin sat right next to him. My gosh. This stinks, he muttered under his breath. The end.